Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive towards short. Koenig catches it and throws to first to double up Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quinn moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb bunts towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Pennock covering. Safe. Quinn moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Quinn. Dykes moves to third. Cobb moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes tags and scores. Cobb tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins fires to third and picks off Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pennock moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth is hit by the pitch. Pennock moves to third. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pennock scores. Koenig scores. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into right field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. Durst moves to second. It's 5-2, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruth is hit by the pitch. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Durst hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig throws to second for one, and Lazzari throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Miller moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 5-4, Yankees. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Boley moves to third. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. Cochran scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. We'll see more now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale bunts towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Durst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Cobb goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and has Miller trapped. Moore throws to third, and Robertson tags Miller for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Durocher pinch runs for Pat Collins. Joe Dugan pinch hits for Wilson Moore. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Koenig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Ruth strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.